from your
heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. New Man Podcast. Tune in every day. Please tune in every day. All streaming platforms.
All streaming platforms. Check me out. Real.
I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Cause when Christ get on that cross, bro, my life forever changed. I'm a new man. Justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace. Justified by faith. Jesus took my place. I'm a new man. Redeemed and free. His sacrifice I receive, I believe. Yeah. I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Nope. Cause when Christ got on that cross, my life forever changed. Yeah. I'm sharing this message far and near. Letting the world know that we ain't got nothing to fear. Yeah. I'm a new man. Justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. Yeah. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace, justified by faith. Jesus took my place.
Anywhere you turn, you run into rules, laws, commandments. Some of them are made by God, some by people. All of God's rules are good. Most of the rules made by people are good, are okay. Everything that God made in the universe is governed by His rules. Some are sometimes called laws of nature, and all of nature, from galaxies to insects, follow these laws automatically or instinctively. Human beings alone have the freedom to obey or to disobey. They alone can rebel. In the Garden of Eden, God gave Adam and Eve a commandment, which they disobeyed. This was the beginning of a long history of human disobedience and rebellion. Much later, God gave the people the Ten Commandments. Moses was leading the people out of their bondage into Egypt. They were stranded in the desert, dissatisfied and rebellious. That is when God took Moses up to the mountain and gave him the Ten Commandments to govern his people. The commandments contain the basic principles for those who want to know the will of God. In fact, they have become a guide for most all the rules that people have made. Think for a moment how much of your life is guided by rules. Your government has laws, places of business have regulations, your home has rules, your school, clubs, athletic teams, they all have rules. Our world is full of rules. Most rules or laws are good, are okay. Some are not. Human history is one long struggle to get laws that are good and just. We do not always succeed. For many years, there were laws that gave white people the right to buy and sell black people. In every country, there is a danger of having the rich and the powerful make laws that are unfair to the poor and the powerless. Rules and laws made by human beings often fall short of the justice and mercies of God. It is different with the commandments of God. The Ten Commandments, which we shall study pretty soon in the next podcast, are all good and are given for our good. Some of them show us how to be good children of God. Some of them show us how to be good neighbors, our friends of one another. The first three commandments center on God. The others are on our relations with people. If we obey them, God has a chance to bless or reward us. If we break them, God, as a good father, has no option but to punish us. He must. He must try to stop us from doing those things, which eventually would hurt us and hurt others. The fact is that none of us can obey the commandments perfectly. No matter how hard we try, God knows this. He gave us the commandments to show us our desperate situation. He knows that we shall face his judgment, guilty and condemned. He knows that we will have to cry out for mercy and for forgiveness. And he has made provisions for just that need. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became man, became our brother, and obeyed the will of God perfectly. He died on the cross for us to give us a right to be God's restored and pardoned children. We shall come to this wonderful truth later in these podcasts. Let's pray. Abundant God, teach me to release things that weigh me or my loved ones down. In Jesus' name, amen.